Hello everyone, this is Chinmay Abbey, your career coach, and I believe that you can change your story. So I'm back with another inspiring story for you today. In the country of Armenia in 1988, Samuel and Daniel sent their young son Armand off to school. Now Samuel squatted before his son and looked him in the eye. "Have a good day, son, at the school, and remember, no matter what, I'll always be there for you." They hugged each other and the boy ran off to school. Hours later, unfortunately, a powerful earthquake rocked that area. In the midst of everything and all the chaos and confusion, Samuel and Daniel tried to discover what happened to their son, but they just couldn't get any information. The radio announced that there were thousands of casualties. Samuel then grabbed his coat and headed for the schoolyard. When he reached that area, what he saw brought tears to his eyes. Armand's school was a pile of debris, and other parents were standing around crying. Samuel found the place where Armand's classroom used to be and began pulling a broken beam off the pile of rubble. He then grabbed a rock and put it to the side, and then grabbed another one, and then grabbed another one. Now, one of the parents looking on asked, "Hey, what are you doing?" Samuel answered, "Digging for my son." The man then said, "You are just going to make things worse. The building is unstable." And tried to pull Samuel away from his work. Samuel set his jaw and kept working. As time wore on, one by one, the other parents left. And then a firefighter tried to pull Samuel away from the rubble. Samuel looked at him and said, "Won't you help me?" The firefighter left and Samuel kept digging. He was just not willing to give up. All through the night and into the next day, Samuel continued digging. Parents placed flowers and pictures of their children on the ruins. But Samuel just kept working. He picked up a beam and pushed it out of the way when he heard a faint cry, "Help! Help!" Samuel listened but didn't hear anything again. Then he heard a muffled voice, "Papa?" Samuel began to dig furiously. Finally, he could see his son. "Come on out, son," he said with relief. "No," Armand said. "Let the other kids come out first because I know you will get me." Child after child emerged until finally little Armand appeared. Samuel then took him in his arms and Armand said, "I told the other kids not to worry because you told me that you'd always be there for me." 14 children were saved that day because one father was faithful. Because one father did not give up the faith and trust. So friends, whether trapped by fallen debris or ensnared by life's hardships and struggles, we are never cut off from our source because faith and trust are our connection to the source. So I ask you, when you feel down and trapped in life, what do you do? And what are you going to do? Would you keep the faith and trust? May you be blessed in abundance always and in all ways. Never give up faith and trust. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, goodbye and good luck. This is Chinmay, your career coach, signing off. Bye-bye.